and develop drugs to treat them. For NPR News, I'm Craig Lamolt in Boston.
It's not final yet, but a federal judge is granting preliminary approval to a deal that would pay out $2.78 billion to some college athletes. Those student athletes previously got scholarships and a few dollars for expenses, but little more, in contrast to the millions their schools brought in as a result of their athletic achievements. College athletes can begin applying for payments later this month, going back as far as 2016. Under the preliminary deal, the biggest schools would set up a $21.5 million fund in the first year. Money is to compensate college athletes for money they could have made from endorsement deals, which were not permitted until 2021. Crude oil futures prices moved higher today, oil up 3.7% to $77.14 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include C3 AI. C3 Generative AI works to enable rapid access to traceable, hallucination-free insights from enterprises using any LLM, helping turn the invisible into the obvious. This is Enterprise AI.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.
It's 71 degrees in Lawrence, 73 in Topeka. It is 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Crystal Bridges and their new Knowing the West exhibit, which explores new perspectives on the American West. Open now through January 27th. Tickets at crystalbridges.org/knowingthewest.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines. Then Becky Sullivan will talk about what a weird weekend it was in football. Rookie quarterbacks doing incredibly well this year. We'll hear from our good friend Zane Irwin talking about the Kansas supermajority at the State House and the superpowers of jellyfish coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
KPR listeners are engaged in their communities and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
As part of KPR's annual Live Day, join us Friday evening, October 25th, for a free concert by violinist Destiny Ann Mermagan and friends. A whole evening of spooky tales and tunes performed live at the Lawrence Public Library and broadcast on your KPR stations. Friday night, October 25th, 7 p.m. is the start time. All the grisly details at kansaspublicradio.org. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the upper 40s. Sunny tomorrow with a high in the upper 70s. We'll see temperatures gradually rising all the way through the weekend. No rain in sight. The time is 6:20.
What other way is there other than an endless cycle of revenge? We cannot give up, especially not now.
Rabbi Amichai Lehalevi, thank you and Happy New Year. Shana Tova.
Ari, may it be a much better year for all of us. I look forward to being with you on less tragic circumstances.
This is NPR News.
Thinking about climate change makes a lot of people feel stressed. So what can you do about it?
There's an arc or a process for leading people out of these kind of dark inner worlds where they feel alone and separate.
Our Stress Less series, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, celebrating National Fossil Day, October 12th at the museum. Learn more about ongoing research and hands-on fossil activities for all ages at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Stick around. News headlines coming up next. Lows in the upper 40s tonight, highs in the upper 70s tomorrow. It's 71 degrees in Lawrence, 72 in Emporia. It's 6:30.
Shares of Google fell today after a judge ordered the tech giant to open its Android app store to competition. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A teenager pleaded guilty today to murder and other charges for a 2022 fatal shooting at Black Bob Park in Olathe. Madeline Fox reports that his was the last of four cases from the incident to be resolved.
In all, four teens were charged in the murder of 19-year-old Marco Cardino. The suspects were 13 and 14 years old at the time of the alleged drug deal gone wrong. The final teenager was tried as an adult and pleaded guilty to second-degree murder, attempted second-degree murder, conspiracy to commit aggravated robbery, and attempted aggravated robbery. He'll be sentenced in December. Previously, two other teen boys pleaded guilty to second-degree murder. They were sentenced last spring to serve time in a juvenile correctional facility until they're 22 and a half. One teen girl pleaded no contest to aggravated battery last summer.
That's Madeline Fox reporting. The University of Kansas School of Social Welfare has launched a new research center aimed at eliminating health disparities in the state. Carrie Wendell Hummel, co-director for the Center for the Advancement of Health Equity, says one of the major goals is collaboration. She says they'll bring community members and researchers together to address health inequities.
So I would say, like, our long-term goal, elimination of health inequities, would put us out of business. And I think we would all be okay with that.
Wendell Hummel says the center will also provide training to address the growing need for more social workers who can focus on behavioral health. The Kansas City Royals and the Chiefs will be playing at the same time tonight. First pitch for Game 2 of the American League Division Series in New York is 6:38, just about 4 minutes from now. The Chiefs kick off at 7:15 tonight against the New Orleans Saints over at Arrowhead. Greg Eklund tells us what is going on and why is Kansas City at the center of it all.
The Royals lost Game 1 of the best-of-five series and will send Cole Ragans to the mound to start Game 2 against the Yankees. Royals manager Matt Quatrero says he's not concerned that Saturday's one-run loss could affect tonight's matchup.
I'm not worried about that at all. I mean, we're here to play, you know, and we're confident. We know it's going to be a tough game, I mean, clearly, but I'm not worried about their morale or anything like that.
Only once in Kansas City sports history have the Royals and Chiefs made the playoffs in the same season. It was in 2015 when the Royals won the World Series. That season, the Chiefs lost in the AFC divisional playoff round to the New England Patriots. I'm Greg Eklund.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, dry conditions for the next several days and a gradual warming trend. Tonight's low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow we'll get into the upper 70s. Lows around 50 tomorrow night. Highs in the lower 80s for Wednesday, mid-80s for Thursday. It's going to stay warm and dry through the weekend. It's 6:35.
And we also realize there's plenty to learn at home, literally.
Here's my compost bin in the freezer. We've got some tomato bits, and now we're adding 2 teabags.
Listen for the latest headlines plus useful life hacks every weekday on Morning Edition.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Get caught up on all the news from overnight and a whole lot more. Jay Schaefer is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming eclectic folk singer-songwriter Antje Duvokat, Sunday, October 20th, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and lots of other frequencies not in Lawrence. You can always listen online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library and its Civic Engagement 101 series, discussing reproductive rights, October 17th via Zoom. Details and a link to the discussion at lplks.org.
One more All Things Considered still to come. We're with you for about 10 more minutes. 7:01 news headlines on your KPR One station, followed by 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. If you're joining us on KPR Two, up next we have This American Life. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, more sunshine, highs in the upper 70s, down around 50. Tomorrow night, highs in the 80s on Wednesday. It's 10 minutes before 7.
Retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. From Linda Mood Bell Learning Centers, online instruction available anytime, anywhere for students to catch up or get ahead in reading, comprehension, and math. LindaMoodBell.com/NPR. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
With the school year starting and summer winding down, it can be hard to adjust your routines. But when it comes to news, Morning Edition does the work for you. Listen weekdays from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, presenting Bongotini and a night of music, cocktails, and friends. October 19th at 7:30 p.m. in the new Maselli's Lounge. Information and tickets available at masellisonline.com.
Stay tuned. Up next, we have an update of news headlines, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music through your evening hours with Destiny. We will hear some more Mozart. We will hear one of Chopin's nocturnes. And a little tick-tock goes the clock action from one of Destiny's favorite composers, all straight ahead here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, advancing research, teaching, and learning at the intersection of people and ideas. Information on community resources and upcoming events at lib.ku.edu.
This is Kansas Public Radio. It's 7:01, and the news is next.
Now the news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Both Vice President Harris and former President Trump took a pause from the campaign trail to mark the Hamas attacks on Israel a year ago today. NPR's Asma Khalid reports.
Earlier in the day, Trump met with members of an Orthodox Jewish community in New York. In the afternoon, Harris was joined by her husband, Doug Emhoff, at the vice president's residence, where they planted a pomegranate tree to honor the victims of the October 7th attacks.
I believe that we must never forget. I will never forget October 7th, and the world must never forget.
Harris was also asked by reporters about a ceasefire in Gaza, and she said it remains one of their highest priorities and a way to bring a sense of stability to the region. But there's been little indication that leaders on the ground want a deal. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
In parts of Florida, the evacuations are already underway as yet another hurricane sets its sights on the area around Tampa. While Milton is not due to make landfall till midweek, it's already a powerful Category 5 storm with sustained winds of up to 180 miles an hour. NPR's Greg Allen says it's not just Tampa Bay residents that need to worry.
A lot of the focus is on Tampa Bay, but, you know, the worst winds and the storm surge will come south of the eye, wherever that happens to be. But in Tampa Bay, because of its topography, it's extremely susceptible to storm surge. Helene, made landfall more than 150 miles north of there. But even so, the 8-foot storm surge in Tampa Bay was the worst seen in at least a century. It claimed a dozen lives. The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Milton may bring a much bigger storm surge, up to 12 feet in Tampa Bay.
NPR's Greg Allen. The Tampa metro area has about 3.3 million residents, and traffic on I-75 heading north was heavy today. The Supreme Court has rejected a bid by an Alabama fertility clinic to overturn a wrongful death claim. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny reports the case in question has been at the center of a legal battle over in vitro fertilization.
The clinic was hoping the Supreme Court would weigh in on a civil lawsuit brought against it by a couple whose frozen embryos were destroyed. Earlier this year, Alabama's top state court had allowed the suit to continue after deciding that frozen embryos can be considered children under state law. That decision temporarily caused fertility clinics in the state to put procedures on hold. It's also muddied the politics around reproductive freedoms nationwide. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News.
While women make up roughly half the U.S. workforce, their representation in top-level union leadership has lagged. That's according to a look at some top labor jobs, though Black and Latina women are starting to gain ground. The increased number of women in the workplace is also changing some of the dynamics between labor and management, with women more attuned to issues like gender pay gaps, inequities in the workplace, and the economic importance of benefits like parental leave and health care coverage. Stocks lost ground on Wall Street today. The Dow fell 398 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Visit St. Pete Clearwater, Florida, home to a diverse arts community featuring art museums, outdoor meals, local galleries, and performing arts centers. More at visitstpeteclearwater.com. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate October 7th. The moon huddles quite close to Antares this evening. The star represents the heart of the scorpion. They're low in the southwest at nightfall. The moon and Antares both played important roles in the astronomy and sky lore of many cultures, and in at least one case, they may have overlapped. Close encounters between them, especially at full moon, may be recorded in grooves carved on the island of Gotland. It's in the Baltic Sea off the southeastern coast of Sweden. There's evidence that it was inhabited thousands of years ago. Archaeologists have charted about 3,600 grooves. Some are carved into the bedrock, but most are found on boulders. The grooves are up to a few feet long, a few inches wide, and 1 or 2 inches deep. They're found in groups. The grooves in a group follow slightly different alignments. A study a couple of decades ago suggested those alignments were astronomical. They pointed toward the rising and setting points of the full moon at certain times of the year. In particular, the study found possible alignments in the largest set of grooves, 32 in all. Calculations revealed that they lined up with the moon when it passed Antares at 19-year intervals, an important cycle in the moon's path along the horizon. The series could have started at the spring equinox almost 5,200 years ago and continued for centuries. A possible record of lunar encounters with the scorpion. We have sky watching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Monday, KPR friends. It's the first Monday of the month, which means your dear old host, Destiny, gets to play her favorite tune, Leroy Anderson's Syncopated Clock. Mm-hmm. Right here for you on Kansas Public Radio. This recording was, of course, with Maurice Abravanel and the Utah Symphony Orchestra. I love, love, love the Syncopated Clock, and I love classical music. I am going to give you a whole week of love. Listener requests abound. Some of your favorite things. You all are the best listeners out there. At around 7:15, a dear listener named Gina used to practice this in high school. It is something by Mozart, and it's an instrument that can also be found in the band. Start your guessing. For you cellists out there, I found a lovely Boccherini cello sonata. It's quite nice, and it's with Leonard Rose on cello and Leonid Hambro on the harpsichord. So let's take a minute to enjoy this together. It's about 8 minutes long, and I'll see you on the other side of it here on KPR Boccherini's Cello Sonata. Leonard Rose on cello and Leonid Hambro on the piano, playing the original harpsichord part there to Boccherini's Cello Sonata on KPR. An old recording, a time back in history. Very nice, very nice. At around 7:54, to close out our hour, I have another listener request, and it's perfect for a Monday evening. It's a nocturne by Chopin, one of your favorites. I think most people will recognize it. But right now, we are going to listen to some Mozart. Before I tell you what it is, though, I have something super exciting to tell you about Friday night, October 25th at 7. Save the date. Yours truly. That's right, me. I am performing, playing the violin as part. It'll be at the Lawrence Public Library. It's free. It's a day filled with musicians playing concerts, and I am, shall we say, capping off the evening with a very spooky Halloween concert. It's going to be highly entertaining, kid-friendly, fun. That's what classical music should be all about. Get all the details at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details available at their location in North Lawrence or at riverratks.com. All right. What have I been teasing you with? Mozart's clarinet quintet. Indeed. This is a very famous quintet that Mozart wrote, and many a clarinet player, such as Gina, spent countless hours practicing it, because it's really tricky. I found a recording with the Tokyo String Quartet and Richard Stoltzman on clarinet. I hope you like it. Let's enjoy it right now on KPR.
Thank you.
Thank you to my awesome, fun, and inspiring friend Gina for this listener request here on KPR, Mozart's Clarinet Quintet with the Tokyo String Quartet and Richard Stoltzman playing clarinet there. I hope you enjoyed it. I love our listeners. You are all the best. And I've got something coming up for another fantastic listener, Daniel. So stay right here. Don't go anywhere. As they say, don't touch that dial. You have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR has been important to you, will you please consider a planned gift to the station? You know, we rely on you over 84% of our operating budget. Holy moly, that's a lot. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. And now for Chopin's Nocturne in E-flat. Opus 9, number 2, for you music buffs out there who want the details, often the one that you hear on TV commercials or on the radio in the mall. It's a good way to end our evening together, a nocturne. It's with Haley Miles on piano here on KPR. Chopin's Nocturne for Daniel here on KPR with Haley Miles on the piano. I hope you all have a fantastic night. Classics Live is up next, and I'm back tomorrow with more music on KPR.
After a roller coaster summer in American politics, the ballots are set.
America, we are not going back.
And the countdown to November 5th has begun.
And we will begin the four greatest years in the history of our country.
NPR News has you covered from now till Election Day. Stay with us to get closer to the issues and closer to your vote.
Stay with KPR for all of your election coverage. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Info at greenladylounge.com. It's Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
What a gorgeous piece by Alexander Glazunov. The seldom heard by itself, Petit Adage. Yuri Leonovich transcribed that for cello and piano from Autumn in Alexander Glazunov's ballet, The Four Seasons. Adage is French for at ease. And we've just heard Kansas City musicians playing it from the stage of the Polsky Theater in the Midwest Trust Center for the Performing Arts. Welcome to a Rule Joyce recital here at Johnson County Community College. I'm Cordelia Brown, and welcome to Classics Live. And stay tuned for a great performance of a Rachmaninoff cello and piano sonata. Our cellist is Ho Anthony Ahn, who was a member of the Kansas City Symphony cello section for 20 years before his retirement in 2014. Our pianist is Jeffrey Savage, who is an instructor of piano at the University of Missouri at Kansas City Conservatory of Music. Sergei Rachmaninoff's Sonata in G Minor for Cello and Piano, Opus 19, was completed in November 1901 and published a year later. Rachmaninoff regarded the role of the piano as not just an accompaniment, but equal to the cello. Listen for how most of the themes are introduced by the piano, and how the cello runs with it and then catches the theme, playing with it by embellishing it and making more out of it. In four movements now, the cello and piano sonata in G minor by Sergei Rachmaninoff, played now in the Rule Joyce recital by cellist Ho Anthony Ahn and pianist Jeffrey Savage. Thank you.
Thank you. from 1901, the music of Sergei Rachmaninoff. Rachmaninoff's Sonata for Cello and Piano in G Minor, Opus 19, to conclude a Rule Joyce recital here at Johnson County Community College's Polsky Theater. With two Kansas City musicians, cellist Ho Anthony Ahn is retired from the Kansas City Symphony. Jeffrey Savage is on the piano faculty at the UMKC Conservatory. Thanks for joining us for Classics Live, where we strive to bring you the best in local classical music concerts. KPR sound engineer Chubb Smith recorded the concert here at the Midwest Trust Center for the Performing Arts, and I'm Cordelia Brown. We hope you enjoyed the music. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
That was a 2010 recording in the KPR live performance studio of Van Cliburn competition gold medal winner Haochen Zhang playing Mozart's Piano Sonata in C Major, Kerschel 330. This has been Classics Live on KPR. Support for Classics Live on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Christmas with the Celts, and more this season. Single tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center. And from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television. This is KPR, local public radio, from the University of Kansas on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. 1 year after Hamas attacked Israel, the major party presidential candidates are marking the date with promises of continued support for the Jewish state. As NPR's Sarah McCammon reports, both Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump held events today.
Vice President Harris appeared alongside her husband, Doug Emhoff, at a tree planting ceremony at the official vice presidential residence in honor of the victims of October 7th. Harris promised to continue fighting for the release of the more than 100 hostages still missing in Gaza,
including the American citizens living and deceased, Omer, Idan, Sagi, Keith, Judy, God, and Ite.
Meanwhile, former President Trump is marking the day by holding events with Jewish groups. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
Hurricane Milton, a powerful Category 5 storm, is churning in the Gulf of Mexico with winds of up to 180 miles an hour. NPR's Greg Allen reports it's expected to hit Florida's west coast as a major hurricane by early Thursday morning.
The National Hurricane Center says on its current track, Milton is forecast to make landfall somewhere between Tampa Bay and Fort Myers. Along with its hurricane-force winds, Milton could bring a storm surge as high as 15 feet in some areas. Hurricane Center Deputy Director Jamie Rome says it's not just the coastal communities that will be affected by flash flooding and downed trees. He says Milton likely will remain at hurricane strength as it plows through Orlando and other parts of Central Florida.
You really have to be thinking about significant widespread power outages for days.
A dozen Florida counties have issued evacuation orders for residents who live in mobile homes or in flood zones. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
And people are already streaming north to get out of the storm's way. Tampa is closing its airport tomorrow morning. Orlando says it will close its airport on Wednesday. Phoenix is on track to hit two straight weeks of record high temperatures, as Christina Estes reports from member station KJZZ. The heat wave comes after a scorching summer.
Phoenix experienced its hottest June on record, followed by its second hottest July and third hottest August. Temperatures above 110 degrees usually end in late August, but on Sunday, Phoenix hit 113 degrees, breaking the previous record of 105 set more than 100 years ago. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning through Tuesday night. People are encouraged to stay hydrated and limit time outdoors in the afternoon. Temperatures are expected to drop to around 105 degrees later this week, which could break more records. For NPR News, I'm Christine Estes in Phoenix.
Stocks took a tumble today in part due to rising bond yields and ahead of key third quarter earnings numbers, which begin to come out later this week. The Dow fell 398 points. The Nasdaq was down 213 points today. You're listening to NPR.
Stardate October 5th. The moon probably was born in a big whack, a massive collision between the young Earth and another planet. Scientists are still working out the details of how that worked, but they mostly agree on the overall picture. But it took a long time to reach that conclusion. For much of the 20th century, in fact, scientists debated three other possible scenarios for the moon's birth. One said that Earth and moon were born together. They both coalesced from the disk of gas and dust that encircled the newborn sun. But the motions of the Earth-Moon system seem too high for such a formation. And there are big differences in how Earth and the Moon are put together. Earth has a massive iron core, while the Moon has a small core. Another scenario said that Earth captured the Moon as it wandered close by. But that doesn't work well either. It's hard for one body to snag another, and especially hard when the two objects have such a similar mass. The most popular idea said the moon was a spin-off. The young, molten Earth was spinning so fast that it flung off a big blob of itself. But the physics of such a formation are pretty daunting as well. It wasn't until the 1980s that scientists began to settle on the current model. The moon was born in a big whack. Look for the crescent moon quite low in the southwest as twilight fades this evening. The brilliant planet Venus, the evening star, stands close by. We have sky-watching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
We hope that you are enjoying the jazz on this public radio station. Thank you for your support.
Better love me while you may. Tomorrow I may fly away. I want your gentle touch, your continental touch, your elemental touch. And you want me to, I know that you do. You better love me while I'm here. I have been known to disappear. So don't let this miracle melt away. Clock ticks fast above me. If you think fondly of me, you better love me while you may.
Mm-hmm.
I may fly away. I want your gentle touch, your continental touch, your elemental touch. And you want me to, I know that you do. You better love me while I'm here. I have been known to disappear. So don't let this miracle melt away. The clock ticks fast above me. You think fondly of me. You better love me.